There are documented impacts on human rights at every stage of the plastic cycle. The following examples illustrate some of these negative impacts. Children suffer a silent assault on their right to health, and often on their right to life, where plastic toys, utensils, other products contain toxic substances that leach and enter into their bodies. Coastal and fishing communities suffer in their ability to enjoy the right to food as a result of dwindling fish resources from plastic pollution, not to mention oil extraction, tankers, disasters, and contamination. Workers in the oil and gas industry and communities around production facilities often suffer violations of their right to health as a result of exposure to hazardous substances emitted in the production process of plastics. Users and consumers often experience obstacles to the enjoyment of the right to environmental and health information about the volumes and hazards of plastics. Indigenous peoples and local communities endure violations of their right to water from massive plastic pollution. Countless individuals experience on a daily basis an assault on their right to personal integrity from the exposure to hazardous substances that leach from plastics and find their way to their bodies. A rights-based approach applied to the whole life cycle of plastics is thus critical to prevent and redress the negative human rights impacts of plastic pollution. Among other elements, the rights-based approach calls for urgent action to prioritize protection to the most vulnerable groups in society. It calls urgent action to secure people's access to environmental and health information and meaningful opportunities for participation in decision-making on plastics policy. It also calls for monitoring and reporting publicly on incidents of mismanagement and certainly to ensure accountability and access to remedies for human rights infringements. To conclude, Mr. Chair, the work of the ad hoc group has no doubt ripened the discussion for the elaboration of a single legally binding and global instrument that can tackle the problem in a coherent and effective manner.